失去了那个的心态，所以他们仍然在那里为主摆上，所以我就请他们来跟我们分享。以后会有马其顿很多不同的事工的配搭，他们有敬拜有祷告，那我现在就请他把时间交给他，我们一起来欢迎他。 Hello, yes, you can start sharing now and I can do the translation from English to Chinese for you. Thank you.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
And 大家早。
We are here from Macedonia, and we would like to share hearts with you, and thank you for this privilege here to share hearts to you.
我们从马其顿上线来跟你们一起祷告，来分享谢谢你们给我这样的一个机会，能够在这里分享我们在马其顿的情况。
My name is Emil, that is my wife Vesna, and we are living in Struga, in so beautiful area of Macedonia.
我是 Emma, 那我太太是 Vesna, 他们是住在那个马其顿的一个很漂亮的一个湖的旁边。
Beautiful lake, beautiful mountain, and beautiful people.
是个很漂亮的湖，很漂亮的山，然后也很漂亮的民族在那里。
Before I like to share how we are starting everything, you know, here in Struga. Before 14 years, we have called to going together with Vesna in the Bible school, Bible faculty in Albania. And we have been in Albania 3 years. We live in Tirana and we study Bible school that. And, sorry?
我是在马其顿一个叫 Truga 这个城市，然后是一个湖边。那我们开始来分享为什么我们来到这个地方。他们夫妻是在阿尔巴尼亚的学校，然后在那里装备，然后在那里待了3年，在阿尔巴尼亚，然后神就一直带领他们，呼召他们。你 go ahead.
And we are living in the east part of Macedonia. We are born in east part of Macedonia, but we are moved in another way in Albania. That is far away from my born town. And we all the time is traveling for this area, Struga.And God put it in the hearts who can we finish at Bible school to come in Struga and start in church.
他们现在这个城市在马其顿的这个城市附近传福音，也去阿尔巴尼亚，就到处去的分享，去做神的工但是神就给他很强的意念感动，要在这个湖边建立神的教会。
After 3 years Bible school, who finished it, we come in Struga, and we are starting to praying, God, we are like to see your glory here. Because in that area living, Struga and Ohrid, living, this is two cities in the same lake, is living more of 100,000, population.
当他们夫妻完成了这样的一个神学装备就开始按着神的感动、神的计划来到这个出嘎这个地方要让神的荣耀临到这个地方。那这是两个城市围在一起的，在湖边的一个合在一起的城市，有10万个人口在这里。
And amazingly, that in that time in the Struga city is not have is not have church, and we are be first Christian who is come here, do you know, with the vision of God to do it something, do you know, and we are praying more of 2 years. God give it us. We are like to starting something. In amazingly, my brothers and sisters, how God.One day who we are walking with my wife in the town, we see one place. And my wife say, Emil, look in the window, say that this building is given to the rent. And come on, we can ask owner, we can call it and we can ask maybe we can find it, we can rent it. And amazingly how we are starting everything is, you know, that is be really, really hands of God.
For 非常奇妙，当我们在这个城市然后一直祷告啊，我们到底能够为这个城市做什么，两年之后那我们就突然看到一个建筑物，然后就问神说是这个地方吗，那神就告诉他们说就是这个地方要给他们的，然后弟兄姐妹也很开心，他们就在那里很奇妙的就开始他教会他们在这个城市的教会是第一个你这个教基督教的教会，你在这里没有教会。Go ahead.
And that time, Sister Marisa know very well because in the beginning is coming with the son of Alex, you know, with us to praying, you know, to fasting together and to see glory of God here. And amazingly, we are rented place, but believe me that in that time is not have believers. And God is faithful who can call it and God can provide it. Mm-hmm. And amazingly how starting to come one by one person in the church.
Mm-hmm. 非常的神奇神就也让 Marisa 现在也在线上，她打开她的视频她是在Eastern Gates 在纽约的在国际祷告殿 International House of Prayer, Marisa 带着她的儿子 Alex, 现在也是牧师他们那个时候来马其顿就在他们这个地方跟他们交流进食祷告也正直了，这个地方就是神要给他们的所以从那时候神的荣耀就临到这个地方这个地方就一个一个来的信耶稣然后教会就开始成长。
It's amazingly how God is doing these things, you know, because Struga area is so strong ground. It's have, half is Muslim, strong Muslims, and half is strong Orthodox.
在这个城市是非常非常硬的土地因为大部分人是50% 是穆斯林 ,50% 是东正教这些都是很难传福音很难传福音给他们的。
And, to be in the middle of two these bigger giants is really miracle.
能够在这两个这么大的营垒是东正教和穆斯林当中能够生存是一个神迹。
And brothers and sisters, church exists more of six years, possibly 6 years, how church exists.
所以我们这个教会到如今仍然站立在这里敬拜赞美已经六年了。
And, it's amazingly for us, for now we have 20 to 25 people who is coming regularly in the service.
所以现在我们每一个礼拜有20到25个固定的来参加聚会。
Every Sunday we have a regular service.
每个星期天主日我们都有崇拜。
Every Wednesday for 6 PM we have prayer meeting.
每个星期三下午6点我们都有祷告会。
The same we have Bible study with the people. I'm joined with this, you know, and God is and people in the church is joining in this Bible study. It's amazingly how God do it.
我们除了这个崇拜跟祷告会还有查经那会有很喜欢来到教会一起来查经。
I like to share that, it's hard because all community, Muslim and Orthodox, is put at pressure to us because we are different.、
需要大家来关注祷告的是这两个强大的团队穆斯林还有东正教给我们很大的压力。
And I like to share with you that please, that is one of the biggest prayer for us, to know that somebody is praying, you know, for us and, because it's not easy to stay in the middle of two bigger giants.Muslim giants and Orthodox giants.
因为这是一个强大的营垒啊，所以是一个最大的祷告的方向，就是帮助我们祷告的领域里面，能够在这两个东正教还有穆斯林当中，仍然可以为主发光。
For us is, we needed to see something more, do you know, from God. We need your breakthrough. Do you know?
我们需要有突破，所以就为我们祷告能够有突破，让我们能够看见神的作为在这里。
Do you know, in the books of Acts,in the chapter 16, verse 9, Paul is have vision in the night. And in the night,
就像在使徒行传16章第9节，保罗在夜间看到异象。
And in this vision, say that stay face to face with Paul, Macedonian, who say, come here and help us.
在这个使徒行传16章9节那里，马其顿人就跟保罗在异象当中面对面说，请来帮助我们。
And praise the Lord that Paul be so sensitive of the Holy Spirit.
感谢主，保罗是对圣灵敏锐敞开。
And know that that is call from God that come in Macedonian.
对，清楚可以辨别，那是神清楚的呼召来到马其顿。
I don't know what say another religion people in that time to Paul. Maybe say, Paul, come on, you can going in Macedonia for one person, for two person, for 20 person. But Paul be so sensitive of the Holy Spirit and know that is something bigger of one person who stay face to face to him. And praise the Lord that be obedience of the call of God and come in Macedonia and see glory of God. And all Europe come to have to receive gospel of God only for one call. Amazingly.
所以非常神奇的保罗就是这样一个呼召，就是这样仅仅这样一个呼召，也不知道多少人在那里，马其顿人，但是就是这样一个面对面的呼召让保罗能够有敏锐的灵，清楚的知道看听见这是从神那里而来的呼召，然后就顺服了这样的呼召也因着这样福音带到马其顿，因着这样福音带到欧洲。
Stay, brothers and sisters, the same face to face to you, and we say the same call: come and help us. Pray. So,
we 现在也是跟当初《使徒行传》一样，我们夫妻也是跟你们在透过网上面对面，我们也是有一样的跟马其顿人的请求，请来马其顿帮助我们。
We needed to see glory of God.Because believe me, the thought is not easy to be a newborn person and to living in the religion area. We needed to come, people, teams for your church, for your community, and come here for outreach and to help us.
所以我们也是一样，在我们这样在两大集团、两大团队夹杀当我们当中。我们的仍然祷告神的荣耀仍临到这里，所以如果你们的团队、你们的教会、你们的社群能够来帮助我们，就像马其顿的呼召在使徒行传一样，那我们就会可以看到神的荣耀仍然要临到这里。
Brothers and sisters, we need prayer partners to stay with us in prayer.Because we know how is big to know who God is protect with the prayer, brothers and sisters together.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们非常需要祷告伙伴能够帮助我们、保护我们也供应我们那我们才能在这里持续持守在这样一个属灵的征战。
And we needed to see God how to growing helpers, to bring in helpers to us and to help in the church. How to Paul, who is have Timothy, we need to see a team of people who can help us.
对我们的很盼望大家能够来成为一个帮助者来到我们教会帮助我们在教会各种事工的推广必须要有像保罗提摩太这样来传承来带领我们。
And for us is the same. We need prayer for we need financial support, somebody who can stay monthly with us, who can help us financially, because believe me that it's not easy.
所以我就像我们刚才说了还有我们的财务上也是每一个月的需求能够让教会能够运作是不容易的，所以我们也希望大家朝这方面来为我们祷告。
Last month, I'm working in the night in the bakery, and in the day sleeping. And I know that it's so hard to do it two jobs, to serve in the church and in the night to work. But we believe that God can provide it for us, that God is faithful.
上个月到现在呢。我白天在做事工在带领教会牧养弟兄姐妹，晚上要在那个面包店里面工作所以同时有一个工作在教会，一个工作在世界。那我相信神会预备我预备更多人来帮助我们。
We are believing that God called, that God is calling us here for something big.And we expect to see that biggest thing who can do it, God.
我们深深的相信，神呼召我们来，一定在这里要做大事啊！我们也相信神呼召我们，还会呼召更多人来这里来看见神要在这里做大事。
Yes, and thank you for this opportunity to sharing with you my heart. Now I can give it.Opportunity, my wife to say something.
Yes,
thank you. 给我们有这样的机会能够跟大家分享。现在我把时间交给我太太，让她也来分享。所以 Vanessa, Vesna 现在要来分享。
Greetings from me. Thank you very much for allowing us to take part of your prayer meeting.
谢谢大家，让我们有这个机会能够来参加你们的祷告会。
It's a completely different language for us.
对我们来说是完全第二个不我们听不懂的语言。
But it's the same spirit, and we are praying to a God who understands all the languages.
Amen.
但是在神的灵里面，我们都是可以感受到你们祷告是强有力的。
Both Emil and I, we are coming from non-Christian families.
我们夫妻都是第一代的基督徒，所以是在不信主的家庭长大。
My family was a communistic one.
Communist,
yeah.
我的家人是在共产的社会长大的。
Emil's family, it was a nominal Christians, but you know his lifestyle was, you know, so far from God.
Emil 他虽然是在基督教的环境长大，但是他离神很远。
So he didn't share with you, you know, he was for 15 years a drug addict, a heroin drug addict.
他有15是在那个对药品。用药做的那个 addiction 是 addiction 这用药
doing 对对。
In my family, because my father was a member of the Communist Party, you know, the name of Jesus was never mentioned. The name of God didn't exist.
在我的家庭，因为它是共产的国家，那是又是高干，所以。更不用提说耶稣基督基督教是不容许的。
So when we heard the gospel for the first time, that was the turning point in our lives. That was an amazing thing, you know, something more beautiful we haven't experienced before in our lifestyle, in our lives, and it completely changed our lives.
所以当我们第一次听到这样的福音，我们生命就完全被触摸，被改变。
So for day one, both for me and for him, you know, it was, you know, we're going to live all for God, you know, we're going to serve him, you know, and what we experience now with God, we want to share with many people, you know, that,
Absolutely.
That we are meeting. Yeah.
Yeah.
所以我们就决定一起, 生命完全调整, 然后就来服侍神, 那我们就开始一个全职的服侍的方向在努力。
And, you know, that's the reason why we are here in Struga, because the love of God consumes us, you know, the calling of God, you know, it just pursuing us, you know, to be here, you know, to share the gospel with people, you know, who say they believe in God, you know, but they don't, they really don't have any close relationship with him. It's just religion. Yeah.
所以我们就才会来到这个主导这个地方，在马其顿。那我们爱这个地方，我们爱能够在这里传福音给那些人，不冷不热的或是没有信主的。
When we moved to Struga, we faced, you know, opposition, you know, from both groups that Emil mentioned, you know, both Orthodox and Muslim community.
我们刚来这个Struga的时候，我们面对很强大的反对，从这两个很大的团队，是穆斯林跟东正教。
But even after 7 years, you know, that we are here in Struga, we are still here, you know, and we don't plan to leave.
七年之后，我们仍然还在这里。我们没有，我们一点也不打算离开。虽然，这七年经历了很多很多不同的反对。
We love our country. We love Macedonia. We love Macedonian people, Albanian people, and we really, really, our heart desire is to see the move of God. You know, in our towns, in our villages, in our country. It's a small country, less than 2 million people, and we really want to see a revival, starting with us, of course. You know, with the church.
Yes.
Yeah.
我们喜欢我们爱我们的国家，我们国家虽然很小，才200万的人口，但是我们爱马其顿这个国家，我们爱阿尔巴尼亚这里的百姓，所以我们要在这里为主大发热心。
So we are aware, you know, that we cannot do it alone, you know. So anyway, that you are open, you know, to help us, you know, we are more than appreciate that, you know, by teams, by prayers, you know, we are welcoming. Yeah.
Yeah.
但是我们没办法独自完成神给我们这样这么又大又难的工作，我们需要团队，我们需要祷告，我们需要你们来参与。
Thank you. I appreciate
Thank
you. You know the given opportunity, you know, to share something about ourselves. Yeah.
再次谢谢各位代表者给我们这样的机会，能够在这里来分享我们这里的情况。Thank you for the sharing. Marisa is online. Marisa, do you want to say something? Let me introduce Marisa first. 那个 Marisa 她也在线上。 Marisa 是我在纽泽西，Marisa 也在纽泽西这个地方，她在这里有一个 International House of Prayer 的万国祷告殿，在 Eastern Gate，她是在 Eastern Gate 的一个同工，然后我常常因为以前我常常去那个 IHOP。 在那里，我们有一个华人的一个 prayer set， 华人的祷告的时段，我就认识了马律师，然后我们就一起去马其顿，所以他现在是在New Jersey，他也才刚从巴西回来，所以他现在他跟那个 Emil 跟 Vesna 是都是好朋友，刚刚有提到，所以我们现在请马律师来讲几句话。 Hey, go ahead, Marisa.
Shalom to everyone.
Shalom.
I'm so happy to participate again with this meeting on fire, every heart on fire. I love it.
我非常的开心，我能够参加这个祷告会，看到这个火一直在燃烧，圣灵的火。
I wish I can understand every prayer, but I can't answer.
希望我能够听得懂你们在祷告的项目，但是因为是中文，听不懂。But
I can feel the passion to talk with God. This is amazing.
但是我能够体会到你们对主的那种热忱，真的是很不可思议，火很强烈。Yeah,
I'm thankful to see a little bit and hear Emil and Vesna as well. It's a blessing.
也听到那个 Emil 跟 Vesna 他们的分享，真的对我们来说是一个祝福。
My heart is joyful. The last time I participated in the meeting, I was about to go to Turkey, and this happened already, and what's a blessing being there and do a lot of divine connections with many people out there. Mm.
我上次跟大家见面的时候，那时候非常开心在参与祷告会，然后我有去土耳其，也看到神的圣手在土耳其所做的一切奇妙的大能。And
I have the privilege to meet a Chinese house of prayer and the leader. Wow, so amazing how the Lord moves the hearts of the Chinese people and that. And that nation as well.
我在土耳其也看到中国人在那里办的万国祷告殿House of Prayer也非常的被感动，因为那里的恩膏，那里的带领者恩膏很强。And
after my trip to Turkey, I went to Brazil for 4 weeks. I came recently from Brazil, from establishing a house of prayer in my own house out there in my own town.
Wow,在我离开土耳其去土耳其以后，我又去巴西，是我的国家，回到巴西4个礼拜，那我也在我住的巴西以前的地方也建立了一个万国祷告殿House of Prayer，非常的感恩。
Amazingly, I was waiting for that for 12 years when the Lord spoke to me to open a house of prayer. I didn't know where it will be, but finally it was in my own country. And the Lord amazingly bring 22 people to do the training about house of prayer, harp and bowl. And from these 22, 14 of them committed their heart to keep going with prayer and worship for the region where we are.
Wow,非常的感恩，真的很奇妙。当神给我这么强烈的感动，要我要建立万国祷告殿，但是在哪里我也不知道，我是这样12年一直在祷告，一直在寻求。 终于在巴西，我来了那个我住了以前那个城市，那开始我们就在那里看到神大人的膀臂就兴起的呼召了22个来参加这样的祷告室的培训，有的青云流的培训，那结束后22个当中有14个就确定他们要持守，要继续在那里来让祭坛的火持续的燃烧。
In the region where the house of prayer has been established is pioneering. There is no house of prayer in that region. And I feel the Lord is moving a lot of young adults in their late 20s and their 30s to commit their hearts to the place of prayer and worship. And they are doing.
在我们建立了在巴西建立的那个祷告室，那是一个很突破的前瞻性的第一个，也没有其他的祷告室在那个附近，然后我们盼望都是20岁到30岁这样的年轻人能够愿意回应呼召，一生就用祷告敬拜赞美来服侍我们的神。
So the next door the Lord is open is to go in November to a nation 100% restricted to the gospel is in the Arabian Peninsula. And he provide all the divine connections out there already. And we are going for 16 days with the purpose to feel the heart of God and the purpose he has in this door open regarding establishing houses of prayer out there as well.
在巴西建立了这样的一个祷告室之后，什么是下一步呢？感谢主又为我们神奇的预备这样一个前面的道路是在阿拉伯半岛是在那个沙烏地阿拉伯在一个完全禁止限制基督徒活动的，但是在那里神给我们预备了连结让我们在11月的时候预备要在那里停留11天，在那里训练祷告室的成员，在那里建立祷告室。
So that is a specific place the Lord has highlighted to me to go with the purpose of intercession to fill his heart what he wants to show in that place specifically. And I would like to ask you for the whole team, the prayer warriors and on fire for Jesus to pray for this trip. I have two other person. He's going with me and it's kind of a small team. And I'm so glad the Lord provide this partnership to travel together and with the same heart to pray for this trip and, really the Lord move and provide, protect us in the purpose he has to be in those days, in this nation.
所以大家特别为我们11月要去阿拉伯半岛的这样的一个旅行程还有两个其他要跟我们一起去的虽然是一个小小的团队，但是求神派天使天君在我们四周围的扎营来保护我们让我们能够在那里完成神要我们完成的心愿能够在那里装备然后建立一个祷告室在这么不容易的阿拉伯半岛。
Yeah, so I'm so glad for Emil Ivesna for their perseverance and stand still in that city that is promises, that is prophecies, that is things the Lord's gonna release in that city particular. And I'm waiting my own time, guys. Definitely. This is the God's time when I'm gonna move in that direction as well.
Amen.
Amen. 那个最后那个玛丽莎也谢谢能够听到刚刚Emil 跟 Vesna 他们的分享他们而且他们在马其顿那里的忍受愿意忍耐到底的，我相信终必要看到神的荣耀他也我等待神的时间，什么时候把玛丽莎也呼召能够来到马其顿来跟他们一起同工一起配搭完全看神来带领，但是愿神持续的来保守带领Emo 跟Vesna 在那个马其顿那里所做的。
Yeah, this is my request of prayer and at the same time provision for the trip and for Macedonia. Oh my God, God has his heart in Macedonia, definitely. And Emil and Vesna, I wait 12 years for that to happen in Brazil. So I still waiting. I learned to wait God's time to do what he said, because he's faithful and he will fulfill what he said to us. Amen. So, and definitely it's a blessing to be in this meeting with all my brothers and sisters who loves fervently Jesus. It's amazing.
Yeah. 真的是很不可思议我们能够跟在这里跟这些这里中华人的代祷者他们在这里火热的在祷告相信神感动玛丽莎要让他去做这些祷告式的建立，神会预备他也看到那个Emo 跟Vesna 他们在马其顿虽然他们在那里努力别忘了那个 Marisa 等了12年才实现了这样的一个祷告室在他的国家在巴西所以神是信实的会按着他的时间按着他的方式来 充充足足的来供应，来成就这一切。
Amen. So,
Amen.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for sharing. It's okay for question and answer for all of you, either Emo, Vesna, and Marisa, and allow the, our team to ask questions if they want to clarify, they want to know more about the ministry. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
弟兄姐妹，现在开始你们有什么问题可以问啊？就是问题跟解答，然后如果你想要了解啊，不论是在马其顿啊，不论是刚Marisa他对那个沙特阿拉伯他11月要去的这个要建立祷告室啊，都或是万国祷告殿啊，有什么想要了解的，他们很高兴他们都是建造者，都是神的精兵。
愿意在这里回答我们，如果有问题的话，请。有一个巴拉巴。
Yes，请。
我想问一下那个这位弟兄姊妹，你们所去的马其顿是保罗的所说的马其顿吗？
Emo and Vesna, a question from Barnaba. Is the Macedonia in your tongue same as the Macedonia in Acts? Paul received the vision.
That is good. That is so good question. Yeah, thank you.
Depends on you.
In that time, be Macedonian, one country.
Mm.
UECF Thessaloniki.
The part of the
part Greece. Of in Greece, Macedonian Ohrid Struga area, and in Bulgaria, and did. All these three be in one. But after second world, in the Greece, that part of Macedonia belonged to Greece. After second world, before to second world, this part be together with Macedonia. Thessaloniki and be part of Macedonia.
Okay. 那个巴拿巴，他说从历史的角度来看，他们相信他们是跟圣经，在新约那里，马其顿的呼召那个地名是一样的，他们也在2000年的时候，那时候的马其顿的这个国家，是包括希腊，是包括现在的北马其顿，就是他们住的地方。 那这整个地区叫马其顿，那后来又分分合合，还包括保加利亚都叫马其顿，但是后来又一直分分合合，到目前，而且不是很久以前，马其顿又变成一个独立的国家，那希腊也是变成另外一个国家，所以现在已经分开，他们的国家现在叫北马其顿。 那有些人觉得说希腊才是真正马其顿，其实他们相信历史，从历史这些原因，他们仍然是马其顿帝国，那时候2000年前的马其顿人。
The same Fred, here in the town of Struga and Ohrid, is a road who is called Via Ignatia. That is road who is going to Roma in Italy. And in that place, say that is walk Apostle Paul to going in Roma.
所以在我们这里，我上次去的时候，这有一条路，是叫罗马大道，保罗也是走在这个罗马大道上，这些都是可以从历史的足迹，我们这边马其顿仍然是旧古时候的马其顿，虽然我们的国家。 叫北马其顿，但是他们还是马其顿。Thank you.
Thank you.
好，下一个是保罗。非常感谢。
谢谢。
走着保罗的脚步，非常感谢。
我想请教一下后面那个牧师，就是那个祷告啊，在沙特阿拉伯的那个祷告啊，祷告教会就是每天都有祷告吗？然后具体是几点钟开始，几点钟结束，还是24小时呢？啊，他们祷告的方式是
沙特阿拉伯，他们要去建立还没开始，但是你是问那个纽泽西的吗？
哦，我以为在那边有建了，就是
一月才建立。
哦，我就是明年一月才建立是吗？
嗯，巴西。
你是问巴西还是问阿拉伯半岛的？
哦，我是以为那个阿拉伯半岛已经建起来了，
没有，
或者是在
对才要去阿拉伯半岛，他才刚刚从巴西回来，他在巴西建立的巴士。
哦，就是我想请教一下，就是那个祷告室是不是七天24小时都有祷告吗？或者是他们祷告的那个具体的方式是什么？因为长时间的祷告是有前线有发代祷信过来祷告，还是按照圣经祷告，还有敬拜啊是什么？或者我们通过 Zoom 房间可不可以跟他们的祷告室一起参与祷告？有时候我们可能参与一两个小时嘛之类的。
是，那这些事情你问我都可以回答你。那不过我还是把问题转给那个 Marisa。Marisa, a question for you. Paul from China want to know the prayer, house of prayer in Brazil and also in the future in Arabic Peninsula. Is that 724? Or, you know, how you operate the house of prayer?
Well, now what was established in Brazil is start one day and 4 hours. It's just the beginning. We need labors to take places in time, right? So those who commit their hearts to live, to raise incense of prayer and worship, they all work in the secular jobs. So, but they are putting the effort because their heart is compelled by the Holy Spirit. And they are doing 4 hours once a week, Saturdays.
那个保罗他说在巴西他们刚建立的，刚刚你说他22个训练了22个，然后有14个愿意去经营这个祷告室，那他们是一个礼拜星期六见一次面，然后是一次是4个小时，然后他们都是全职的还在工作，他们是有其他的时间他来服侍，所以边工作边服侍，那因为神给他们很强烈的感动要开始这样一个祷告室，所以凡事都是起头来，一步一步的啊。现在是一个礼拜有一个 prayer， 有一个4个小时的祷告的prayer set 这样。
So, and that is our prayer is for the Lord send labors.
所以他们的要祷告就是求的神是打发工人。也来参与祷告室的服事，因为祷告室的服事是为万国万民的祷告。
Yeah, singer, musicians, intercessor, people who will commit their hearts, their time to be in the wall of worship and intercession for that region, for the nation Brazil, for the nations, for missions, for everything the Lord is in his heart to pray for and see his moving.
我们需要年轻人也需要愿意把时间分别为圣的，然后一起在这个敬拜、赞美、祷告当中，所以我们需要可能是音乐的，可能是唱歌的，可能是祷告的，那各种方面的配搭，然后不只是为巴西祷告，还有为不只是在服侍神，也为万国万民，特别为那些宣教工厂在祷告。那未来的目标就是24小时每一个时段都有人在祷告，但是现在才刚开始。
What I have understand of the heart of the Father and the movement of prayer, the Lord wants to establish places, in cities and villages, where is possible, people to pray and worship. I feel he wants to fill the earth with worship and prayer on, in the way of preparation for the coming of Lord Jesus Christ. So for my heart to pioneer, where is no house of prayer, prayer being, incense being arise, to be able to, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to see this happen. The Lord moving hearts to start something.
所以, 祷告是如此的重要, 也是如此的讨神喜悦, 也是神愿意借着这样敬拜, 赞美, 祷告, 能够充满全地, 充满每一个国家, 充满每一个城市, 充满, 大街, 小巷, 啊, 所以我们在做这样的一个, 先锋的一个施工, 啊, 是在那里, 让祷告, 让敬拜, 让赞美, 啊, 是在这个属灵征战的前面, 啊, 是在那里, 献上祭坛, 在那里让香, 啊, 能够一直陈列在, 神的面前来做讨神的喜悦, 那神的荣耀, 神的荣光就降临下来, 那神迹奇事就要发生, 那我们就是在这样, 的一个施工当中, 为主预备道路, 神才会, 在这里, 做那奇妙的事情。
Yeah, relate to the trip, next trip I'm going to the Arabian Peninsula. It's a kind of like feeling what is in the heart of the Father regarding that purpose for that nation. Where is the place in his heart to do that?
所以, 我们下一次 11月要去阿拉伯半岛的这个, 行程, 就是要来体贴, 天父的心, 让看天父的心, 在这个世代, 在这个这么, 严格管制的阿拉伯, 沙烏地阿拉伯这个国家, 有什么心意, 有什么作为, 那我们如何来回应, 天父的心。
So I just mentioned a scripture in Malachi chapter, Chapter 1, verse 11 says, from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name shall be great among the nations. And in every place, incense shall be offered to my name. And indeed, a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts.
在马拉基第一章十一节那里说，从日出之地到日落之处，我的名要被高举，我的名是为大的，然后要让这样的馨香的祭要陈列在神的面前，让我的名在全地都能够被知道被高举被知道。So
the goal is 24/7. But the Lord is the one who brings the labors to build up his house of prayer. So we depend on him, praying for him to bring labors to be in that place, to fulfill this word.
所以计划当然都是七天二十四小时的，但是工人神会自己打发，自己拣选，自己来装备。 我们就是尽力去做神要我们去做的事情，一步一步按部就班。那神就会完成他的心意在我们当中。Also, they're asking the format, how the format and the Brazil or the house of prayer you have. Do they provide online so people can join from China, from other places?
Oh, my goodness. So we are in Brazil now working with that, you know, establishing this part of the media because it just start, the young people is excited and they are working in that possibility to open to go online, to go Facebook or Instagram and YouTube. To be able to put the sets alive. It's settled 2 hours each. 2 hours with worship with the word, using the scriptures to sing and make new songs to the Lord. And the other 2 hours is intercession with worship and intercession with the scripture, with prayers from the scripture, with the scripture, the Holy Spirit highlight to pray over the topics in need to be prayed of.
Thank you. 那个他们在巴西因为才刚刚开始，然后又都是年轻人啊，所以他们的正在建造啊，如何在上网能够在啊海外也能够来参与。那这些年轻人很快，因为他们的有一些技术，他们可以用 Facebook， 他们可以用 Instagram， 他们可以用那个 YouTube， 然后他们我们一般的内程序都是两种 player set 在这个地方，一个是就像查经式的敬拜赞美，是把圣经打开按着经文，就像我们在导读一样，那他们是按着经文这几节，然后就开始唱，用经文来唱，及时的，然后用这样的来敬拜来赞美来归荣耀神。那另外一个是征战的代祷式的，就是这个 prayer set 今天的主题是为哪一个城市，为哪一个领域来祷告，然后今天经文是这样所以都跟我们平常操练那个 RPG 是很类似，但是他们还加上了音乐他们这些唱歌的唱出来都是按着今天刚读了这个经文，然后用了经文把它唱出来，所以每一次唱都不一样，那这个唱是用即兴的要把它唱出来的这样。Thank you.
Welcome.
I think it's about time, so we will finish this one, but before we let you go, we will all pray, open our mic and to pray for Emo, to pray for Vesna, to pray for Marisa. And then at the end, after about 3 minutes, we ask Marisa to pray for Emo and Vesna. And you know, after that, you can take to pray, and we'll finish. You can be excused after that. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you.
Let me explain. 现在我们开始打开我们的麦克风，然后我们一起同声为他们来祷告，为他们在马其顿的祷告，为他们在那个 Marisa 要去接下来这个 trip 或是在巴西的这样一个祷告式的祷告，那也为我们自己本身能够参与，能够用祷告，用支持，用经费来参与他们这样一个祷告式的施工。然后完了以后，我们请 Marisa 带领我们做一个结束的祷告。好，我们大概三分钟we can use whatever language everyone feel comfortable to pray about 3 minutes, and then we ask Marisa to do the closing prayer to bless.